You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albo along with Pat Kreitlow. A morning to Pat Kreitlow. We are live here in Chippewa Falls, the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds.
We're gonna tell them
why we're playing the Carol Burnett music. It's because of
we've had our first tragedy.
We've had our first accident, and I caused it. I tipped over and spilled my lemonade, and Carol Burnett showed up with her mop bucket.
That's right, better known as my sister, Heather Galloy. Heather, how are you?
Well, it's a tough job.
Oh, hang on. I'm not sure what's going on here. Maybe the microphone got unplugged. This is terrible. All right, let's try this again. Literally, the microphone is not working. Okay. Well, it's but you are here with a mop and a ring mop, a roto mop.
It's a roto mop.
It's a roto mop.
It sounds like it should be a spin mop.
Right.
It looks like it should be. There's a spinny thing in there, but there's nothing to spin it. But more importantly, she's doing it and not making me do it because, you know, we have a radio show to do.
That's right. We have a radio show to do.
We've just turned it into our canvas.
All right, there you go. You know? Thank you, Heather. We appreciate it.
I should have taken a tutorial before I picked this up and pretended I knew how to use it. But the spin, it's like a spin mop. There's got to be a trick to it. But we'll figure it out.
You know what? More, I'll bet somebody's selling them around here somewhere.
Yes.
Gadget you didn't know you needed.
This is the exact same. This is the exact spot you want your mop to go out because you can buy one here at the Northern Wisconsin State.
Actually, one of our brooms. It's not really a broom. It's like a squeegee, and it's one of those fancy little rubber brooms. And we got that here. Didn't know we needed it until then. Could use that right about now, too.
All right. Well, not only did you help us set up the tent, which we greatly appreciate, you and your husband, my brother-in-law, Mike, you helped us bring in the stuff, but now here you're even a cleaning up Kreitlow's messes, so thank you.
Well, mostly because we've been watching people, come in and out, and the last thing we want to see is one of them just go right on their keister.
Right,
you know?
Right. So. Don't slip on Kreitlow's mess, you'll end up on your keister. That's no good at all. Well, thank you, Heather. We appreciate you. We'll check
don't
back.
Don't mind me in the background.
Nope. No, just
ignore the person behind the microphone.
We'll check you, back Heather. In later, so thank you very much. We appreciate that. Well, Patrick, we're off to a great start here in our
Hour
two,
sorry,
but
yeah.
No, that's fine. It's part of the fun of the Wisconsin State Fair. You never know what's going to happen next.
Yeah. Look, this is far from the first food accident that's ever happened at the fair.
Right.
Usually they happen down by the rides, if you know what I mean. Yeah. But, yes, it's rare that you get out of here and your hands aren't a little sticky and, it's a sign of a good time. You've had some good food and drink. Did you get any food?
I've got a pretzel here. It's got a little cold, but yet
a pretzel. It was. First stop. Look how big that is.
They got a little cheese, a little frosting. Okay. I was nibbling on it earlier. And like you, I have some lemonade here.
Yeah, but you put yours a safe distance away.
I do.
So I kept the cup because it's a $5 refill.
Yes, that's a great deal.
Which is good because I just spilled $10 worth of lemonade. But so I'm really getting a cup of lemonade for $15. Don't let that keep you from coming to the fair, folks.
No, it's about the experience.
That's right.
You don't put a price on an experience. But actually, in all seriousness, it's a pretty, if you want to bring the kids, the entry is, $10, $10-$15. It's not like a huge deal.
No, not at all. It's very reasonable. And again, you can do the armband thing for the rides. There's certain specials on certain days. So, it's a full family experience. Did you do any rides last year? Are you going to do any rides while you're here?
We didn't do rides. The only thing we did other than the show and eat was because Trigby has challenged you and I to the water gun challenge, and he was complaining that his gun was broken or something.
Oh, yes. My gun is broken.
Right.
Aim is off.
No. Did you win or did I? I forget. One of us won.
It was Pat.
I forget. It was Pat. Very
yeah,
good.
I just re-listened
that.
There
to we that. Go. Aaron Zommers, historian of the Todd Alba Show.
I had just re-listened to that show to use part of it for a holiday show that we did. And Trigby was complaining. He's like, my gun didn't even work. And Pat creamed us over there.
I believe that's an accurate retelling of the story.
Absolutely. Yeah. So maybe I'll do a ride. Do you have a favorite ride at the fair?
My favorite ride here is to hold my grandkids' hands while they walk along and tell me what ride they want to ride on next. I do like the Ferris wheel. They have a big Ferris wheel here. You can. We're up on a bluff here. Down below the bluff is the Line and Kugel Brewery,
yep.
And then all of downtown Chippewa Falls. And so from up on this bluff, if you're at the top of the Ferris wheel, you get just a magnificent view of Lake Wasota and everything else all around town.
Well, that's fantastic. It's all part of it. So get up here to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair if you can this weekend. You will not be disappointed. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, we're going to talk to Eric Anderson, who is the director of the U.S. Cube Championship and editor of Cube Nation Magazine. Again, we were up here last year with our friend Jane Matinair, and I know she had some folks on from Cube. We did as well. But, Pat, I know just tell us the quick overview for people, like, what the hell? It looks like Cub, K-U-B-B. Is pronounced Cube. You know, what is this? And why is it important to the area?
You're asking me?
Well, I mean, you've been up here.
I told you what I knew about it.
Well, it's a game that was invented. It has influences from Scandinavia.
Yes.
But it was really, this tournament was originated here in the Chippewa Valley, specifically Eau Claire. It's a big deal.
I'm afraid that if I say it and I get it wrong, your next guest will throw your right, glass of lemonade onto me. So I don't want to.
All right, we'll let them tell it.
Yes.
But it's a big, not just a local thing, but regionally and internationally. They have people coming in from all over the world this weekend.
I'd put it on par with like, Ultimate Frisbee, you know, these kinds of obscure sports, and I mean that in a good way.
Right.
You know, there are niche sports that some people like to play and others have not even heard of.
Right.
And this is most definitely one of them, and I'm glad that they have this, you know, big tournament here, because there will be folks who wander by and see it and, you know, only grow the game. I've got a neighbor who would like to play it more often. He keeps asking me and Sherry if we want to play it.
I played it with Heather and Mike. It's a lot of fun.
I played it
at Boy Scout camp years ago. And the camp counselors would always get the kids hooked because they'd be like, let's go play Cube. And they're like, what's Cube? And they're like, you throw sticks at sticks. And the kids are like, what? What could that mean? And it just intrigues. It hooks you. And then
it does hook you.
My dad and I made a Cube set for the troop after that.
That's awesome.
Wow, that's super cool. And of course, Zomer is one of our resident Eagle Scouts at Civic Media. All right, it's 13 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here. We're at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Time once again to play What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again to play What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 11 news, weather, and sports stations on the Civic Media Radio Network, the largest privately owned radio network in Wisconsin, second only behind Wisconsin Public Radio. No better place to advertise your business or your business, as we say it back home, than the Civic Media Radio Network. Go to civicmedia.us and contact our great sales team, and we'll be happy to have you as partners here. All right, Patrick, the category today, and this is appropriate, timely indeed, because when you're at the fair, sometimes people are yelling on rides. They're terrified. You have carnival barkers who might be yelling, but in today's world, on the old phone, this is a great one. I like this. What's worse, all caps, okay, when people type something, all caps, or actual yelling? What's worse?
What's worse, all caps or actual yelling?
855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Give us a call, Zomers, let me know when you're on the air, we'll put you on, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. Simply go to your app store, Apple or Android, on the search bar, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll come up, takes less than a minute, it is free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app, and you're going to want it tomorrow, because you can join Pat tomorrow morning from 6 until 9, and then Jane Matinera's show, our show, and Maggie Dawn's show, and you can pick up yourself 4 tickets to a future Milwaukee Brewer game on Free Ticket Friday. You have to use the app. How about that?
And you have to be able to go to that particular game. Yes. It's game specific, although all of the games would work right now. Tickets to any Brewer game would work.
They're hot.
If you know that entire pitching core that I spent the first 2 months of the season going, what is the matter with our pitchers? It's our doom. Our pitchers are doom. Pitchers have caught on, man.
Yeah.
You know, a couple have come back from injuries, and then there's this Jacob Mizgorowski. Where'd he come from?
Yeah.
You know, it's been amazing. So.
They're off today after the, I think Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter, first time the Brewers have ever swept the Dodgers at Milwaukee, I believe.
Ever done that in franchise history, and then they pick it up tomorrow against the lowly Washington Nationals who come to town for three. And it's the All-Star break.
Looking forward to that. You can hear those games on select stations across Civic Media, including WBZH, the Buzz of the North, up here not too far from us, just north of us here in Hayward, also WISS in Oshkosh, WRCE in Richland Center, and down there Racine Kenosha as well, so part of the lineup across the across Civic Media for the Brewers Radio Network. All right, Patrick, what's worse, all caps or actual yelling? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. My first question is, you're a couple years older than me, but we're not that far apart. Have you ever used all caps in like a letter or a text or an email to get your point across that you're upset?
No. Have I put one word in all caps to emphasize the word?
Yes.
That predates, you know, the internet form of yelling. But typing something in all caps, I guess I knew from the get-go. I mean, you don't do that unless, like, you know, your name is Karen or, you know, somebody like that,
right,
who would yell in IRL, as the kids say, in real life.
Well, look at you. Look at you
every so often. Yeah. That is not 90 years old. You know, obviously what's worse is the yelling, the vocal yelling, because a lot of times the yelling in all caps sometimes can be funny.
Right.
It's amazing, you know, especially in memes and things where you're mocking somebody who would be yelling out loud with their voice.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, all caps, in other words, typing or texting in all caps, or actual yelling? 855-752-4842.
I'd like to combine the two. I'd like to take like the time when Derek Van Orden yelled at those pages in the Senate under the Capitol Dome,
yes,
and just put him in like a cartoon bubble next to his head in all caps.
That's good.
Yelling.
Yeah. I like that. And we're right across from the Chippewa County Republican Party booth.
Maybe
Van Orden may
yeah.
You could trap a Van Orden by putting up a keg, and he just shows up, and then you're off to the races. Paul, listening to beautiful Spooner on WBZH, says, oh, what's the weight of the largest pig this year? I'm not sure. That's a good question. Well,
it's a good question.
And kids, the 4-H kids, they put a lot of work into these to raise a good pig or a steer or whatever, and then they auction them off, and the kid gets part of the money, and it's a great fundraiser. So participate in those. 855-752-4842, all caps or yelling, what's worse? Patrick, you want to give your
Did something prompt this? Did somebody yell at you in all caps in one of the comment sections?
In the image here, the graphic we have for actual yelling, it just shows a person yelling. But for all caps, it's an email addressed to Todd Albaugh that says in all caps,
I didn't see that.
Chris Paul must go. I cannot work with Chris Paul's 1 second longer. It's him or me. I mean it, Terry. And I have no idea who Terry is.
It's signed Terry.
Terry, T-E-R-R-Y. I have no idea who that is. Chris Paul's is the guy who comes up with what's worse. So.
He writes the what's worse, yeah.
Oh, okay. Of course it would be something mailed to you. I should have known.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. What, do you have, before break here, you want to give your answer? We'll come back to the other side. Or?
Oh, actual yelling is much worse. Like I said, the all caps, can at least you can mock it. And there ain't no better thing than mockery when it comes to somebody yelling at you.
We'll take your phone calls and texts as well. 855-752-4842. What's worse, all caps or yelling? Back with Pat after this for the Northern Wisconsin State Fair on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Pat Kreitlow, you can't look at this show and say it was sabotaged.
How so?
It was murder. Did you ever watch CSI Miami?
No.
CSI Miami.
Oh, this is David Caruso.
Yeah, David Caruso.
Okay, of course.
And nearly every show would start. They go to a murder scene, and it was beautifully shot, one of my favorite shows of all time, and somewhere in Miami. And there'd be somebody who had been killed, obviously, and he'd look at it, and he had some pithy little thing like that that was written and delivered better than I did. The last word was usually, it was murder. And he had these cool sunglasses he'd put on, and just as he put them on, he'd go, wow. And that's how the show would start every time.
Let's talk to Todd's mom. Todd's mom, how's he doing? How's your boy so far? Oh, another thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Although I actually played that because it starts with a yell.
I know. Thank you, Zomers.
Thank you for bringing us back to where this should have been the whole time.
What's worse? Thank you, Zomers. What's worse? Typing, texting, or writing a letter in all caps, or actual yelling? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app or on the socials. On YouTube, Tony is watching, and he puts in all caps, yelling.
See what you did there, buddy.
Well done.
What you did. Well done.
Well done. I appreciate that, Tony. Who else we got here on the old text line? We have Sean listening in the old hometown of Richland Center via WRCE. Says, when I see all caps, all I can think of is Trump and Truth Social or whatever that nonsense is. All caps is worse.
That's true. There is. Yes, yes. That's a very, very fair point. When you look at any Donald Trump post where it's in all caps. And I come back to the memes, though. Whenever he does anything in all caps, invariably somebody will grab that photo. Remember the kid with the lawnmower who wanted to mow the White House grass for Donald Trump? And there's Trump trying to yell at the kid over the sound of the lawnmower. And you can put anything to that photo in all caps. And it's funny.
It is really funny. Our own Jenna, one of our great marketing people here at Civic Media, listening in. We appreciate that, Jenna, on WMDX. And she says, hi, Todd. This is Jenna. Hope the setup went well. Yes, Jenna, we got the tent up. We're all set for us and our great partners at WCFW 105.7 on the music side as well. And she says, all caps texts were funny until this dude did it, and then she included that text from Donald Trump that is in all caps. All right, well done.
Yeah, everything Trump touches dies.
Absolutely. 855-752. Is there a big speaker outside, Pat, or somebody UTV? Or I hear a bunch of a deep bass going on.
I wondered if it was a thunderstorm or
I'm not sure.
Is the earth opening up? We'll get back to you on that.
We'll find out. 855-752-4842.
Oh, you know what? You know what? I'll bet it is sound check for Hairball.
You're absolutely right.
Which, let me say this about the musical acts, and I'm going to date myself here for a second. Now, Johnny Rivers.
Yeah.
He had his hits back in the early 60s, right? He played here. I mean, it's over 10 years ago now. Yeah. But you know how some singers, you ought to hang it up, you know? He sounded just, and it wasn't any kind of a voice track, not karaoke.
Live.
He was live, and he was, I was really impressed by that. And I saw a bunch of that last weekend at Summerfest. There was Gary Lewis from Gary Lewis and the Playboys singing This Diamond Ring.
How'd it sound?
Not so good.
Not so good.
But his fans were there, and they loved him. Same goes for, John Waite.
Oh, yeah.
Missing You, and he was from the Babies and all that. And again, he's in his 70s. But Chicago, those guys, 77, 78, 79 years old. But, of course, they're blowing horns.
Right.
So,
but still, the embouchure to have that at that age.
Yes.
That's great.
So, anyway, all it is to say, to come back to, we had a country act last night, Montgomery Gentry. We got Hairball tonight. Flo Rida. In Chippewa Falls.
It's going to be great.
And Foreigner. And I see the folks at the music station, 105.7 CFW, are giving away tickets to Foreigner.
Yeah, for Foreigners to stop by, sign up for tickets, and also a chance to go to the beautiful Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. We're giving that away if you want to sign up here at the booth as well. Troy, our friend Troy from Mount Horeb, listening to WMDX on the line. Troy, thanks for calling in. All caps or actual yelling? What's worse?
Actually, yelling is worse because I'm at an age where all caps means I can just see it better.
well said.
Think of it that way, yes.
Yeah, I like that, Troy. Thanks for listening, my friend. Have a great day down there. Beautiful. Go ahead.
I'm out. Hello?
Oh, yep, go ahead.
We saw Foreigner and Loverboy last summer, and Mike Reno still pours himself into those leather pants.
appreciate that. Thank you very much. So at some point, people should just not wear leather pants, probably. Our friend Troy Everson, listening down there in Burlington via YouTube, says, listening from Burlington, I don't know about the Caps versus yelling, but a thumbs up from Linda has to be counted as a win. How about, see, Troy.
Absolutely. But again, I had to coax it out of her.
Right, you had to coax it out.
She wasn't going to give it to you unsolicited.
Troy, longtime friend, the main science teacher at Burlington Public Schools now, but we went to school at Platteville together, and we did this little TV show Sunday night at Platteville for years, and so
yes,
great
did.
Guy. Oh yeah,
he was on the interweb someplace. Can I see?
It's on 3/4 tape at Mom's basement. That's where it is.
But only there were 3/4 inch tape players. Sadly, there's not, which is why nobody can see anything from my TV career either.
I was going to ask if you had one somewhere. All right, well, come on back. We'll deal with Zomers and I on the other side, our What's Worse answers, and also come back as well, and we will talk Coob with Eric Anderson. You're listening to the Tile Ball Show, along with Pat Kreitlow from Northern Wisconsin State Fair on the Civic Media. Ready to live from Chippewa Falls at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, performing live tonight, AC/DC. I guess that's not true, as it turns out. Welcome back, Todd Hallball, along with my colleague and co-host for today and tomorrow, Pat Kreitlow. A morning to Pat Kreitlow. It's not AC/DC tonight, Pat?
It's not. It's Hairball.
Oh, it's Hairball. Hairball. Very good. That's the actual show tonight. We are here live at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Glad to have you along. So much great fun here at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair today and tomorrow and then through the weekend. We're going to be back here, Pat and I, tomorrow as well. But there is another major event going on in the greater Chippewa Valley, this time in Eau Claire. And joining us just down the road, taking time out of a very busy day, is Eric Anderson, the director of the U.S. Coob Championship and editor of Coob Nation Magazine, joining us via StreamYard. Eric Anderson. Eric, thank you so much for coming on and making time for us.
Man, thanks a lot, and I love my walk-up song. You guys asked me what song I wanted, and you guys delivered. That was awesome.
That's all Aaron Sommers, our great producer back in Madison, and one of our other friends that comes on with Pat and I a lot, Trigvi Olson, who grew up in River Falls. He's a big metal guy as well, so he would have really appreciated that.
I love it.
You absolutely would have. So tell us a little bit, Eric, a little bit about yourself before we get into Coob.
Yep, so my name is Eric Anderson. Live here in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. My wife and I moved here in 2007. Started the championship in 2007. When we moved here, born and raised in Rockford, Illinois, moved around a little bit. And moved to Eau Claire, like I said, in 2007, sight unseen, and have been loving it ever since we moved here.
Wow, that's incredible. I mean, I think that, you know, as I've gotten to know him more since we started working together almost 3 years ago, we came up here to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair the first time, and so many people, Pat, you hear stories like this, as you and your wife, this part of the state, this part of the country draws people here.
Yeah, I mean, I talk about Chippewa Falls a lot living here, but the community of Eau Claire, you know, consistently ranked on, you know, best places to live, places that, you know, young people want to move to, the kinds of things that, again, for somebody my age, really refreshing, because you remember the Rust Belt years, and not every community has been able to, you know, reimagine itself the way that Eau Claire has, and that includes activities like these.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Eric, you relocate here. How did you first, let's start at the beginning. For those, Jane Matnair, our other colleague of Matnair on Air every morning from 9 to 11, she did her show up here with us last year, and we talked a little Coob. But for those that might not have heard that show, that might be new, they're like, what the heck is Coob? Tell the unheard, what Coob is and how it's played.
Yeah, it's the greatest game in the world, right? So it's an old Nordic game, so... it was founded on the island of Gotland. It's a Swedish island out in the Baltic Sea. So the first reference of the game is probably a little over 100 years ago in this Gotland sport book. So there's the mention of that game there. Real specific to that area, and it started just spreading to the Swedish mainland, started spreading to Europe. And it's a game with wooden blocks. There's 5 blocks on each side of a field. The field is for tournaments. It's 8 meters long. So there's the 5 blocks. Those are the 5 coobs. There's 2 teams on each side. And you throw these wooden batons or wooden sticks, and you throw them, and you have to try to knock over the coobs on your opponent's side. whatever cubes you knock over, that team then has to throw them into your half of the field. You put them up vertical. Now that team has to put knock over those field cubes down before they can knock over the baseline cubes. So there's different strategy in regards to how you throw the cubes, how you throw the batons, where you throw the cubes. Here at the U.S. Championship, there's a minimum of three people on a team. So there's strategy involved in regards to who throws first, the first two, the second, you know, like batons three and four, then five and six. And then there's the king. He's in the middle. He's kind of like the eight ball. So if you knock him over during the game, you lose. But once you've knocked over all the cubes on your opponent's side, then you can knock the king over. And then that's how a team wins.
That's a great explanation, of course, from a guy that doesn't know it any better than you do, of course. And for maybe some people that are like, what? But I think this is an oversimplification, Eric. It's almost like a wood version of horseshoes a little bit and bowling. I think it's what Pat said earlier. And my sister and brother-in-law, who lives just down the street from you, they're the ones that taught me, and we've played at camping and other places. It's a heck of a lot of fun.
It's a blast. I mean, it's so much fun. And one thing that I love about it is that there's like a easy entry into it in regards to skill level. You don't have to be like a triathlete to do really good, or, you know, playing basketball or whatever. It's just, it's a fun game. You play outside, you can play in the grass, you can play in the sand. Obviously the championship, most tournaments are in the grass, but it's like the saying says, it takes about 10 minutes to learn and then like a lifetime to enjoy. So in the beginning, like when we do tons of outreach here in the Chippewa Valley. So just tons and tons of outreach. And when we go and we introduce people to the game, you can tell like the first five or six minutes of it, people are just a little bit like a little cloudy and everything. But once they start playing and then they get a hang of it, after they've been playing about 10, 15 minutes, it just becomes like clockwork. And it's just a lot of fun. It's, you know, there's a lot of teams that are intergenerational. So you got grandpa, you know, kid, you know, grandkid, or like me, like my team that I play with here in Eau Claire, I play with both my daughters and one of our best friends. So it's just, it's a great game that you can play with all different ages of people.
I didn't realize you could play it outdoors. I just played it as an app on my smartphone.
Really? Oh,
no, that's what's so nice about this is you actually have to play it.
Yes.
You can't just play it on a screen. This is another one of those touch grass moments that we've talked about.
Mm-hmm. No, it really is. And that I think that's what makes it so fun. Like you say, Eric, it doesn't cost a whole heck of a lot to start playing. And we play it with my mom. She's sitting right over here, by the way. A woman of a certain age, we'll say, a senior citizen, she could play it, but also my nieces and everybody in between.
For sure, 100%. And it's the one thing that I have found, and like when I see people playing, it's like, let's just say people that are a little bit older, like, you know, my mom and my stepdad, you know, they're in their 80, you know, pushing 80 or 80. And it's something that they can do with their kids and grandkids. And it's just like, that's what we want to do, right? Like we want to play games and do things with all generations. And that's one thing that I really love about the game.
We're talking with Eric Anderson, the director of the U.S. Cube Championship and editor of Cube Nation magazine. All right, Eric, so tell us what this big event is and why people should get up here to Eau Claire and check it out this weekend.
Yeah, come and check it out. If it's not this year, please check it out next year. It's our 18th U.S. Championship, so we started it in 2007. 15 teams, about 32, 33 players. It was the first tournament ever in the U.S., and that was here in Eau Claire. Last year we set a world record for 144 three-person teams. So you have to have at least three people on a team. Some people have five, six, seven on a team, but we have a minimum of three. So last year we set a world record for 144 teams. This year we filled up in 38 hours. So it was within 38 hours we filled up. We have players coming from at least 25 different states. We have a player coming back from Belgium. He came last year from Belgium and loved it so much. He just won the singles competition in Europe. So he's like, as of last weekend, he's the best singles player in Europe. He came back the second time this year because he wanted to participate again. We're a nonprofit, but our event also is a fundraiser for Girls on the Run. So that's a lot of you listeners might be familiar with Girls on the Run. So this is their second largest fundraiser for the Girls on the Run of the Chippewa Valley. They have a concession stand and sell what we call Swedish brats. So they sell
Swedish
about
Swedish brats. What we got going on there? What's a Swedish brat?
So it's wrapped in lefse, and I know lefse is Norwegian, but the game is from Sweden, right? But
wrapped in lefse and a brat.
Then you put some mustard in there. So you put some like spicy brown mustard in there, and then what you do is you sprinkle fresh dill in there.
And then
you know, like those fried onions you put on like, kind of casserole or hot dish or something.
What is going on here?
You put that in there too, and they sell like 500. They like sell out. They sell like 500 plus a year. So they're
so good.
I
feel like
good.
We've crossed some culinary streams here.
I'm about to cancel my weekend plans.
Zomer says he's coming up. I've never heard of this, number one. So, and number two, I'm extremely intrigued. I got to have one.
Yeah, you got to have one. But one reason why people should come is they can come and they're going to see total, like if you've never played before, you're going to see recreational teams out there playing and you're going to be like, that's me, right? Like out of 144 teams, maybe let's just say half of them are there just to have a good time, to, you know, just to be outside. Like Pat said, just be outside, touch the grass, you know, be together with people. Like maybe the other half or just over half. It's a sport, right? And these are some of the best players in the world that are playing there. So
what is it that would be, what's the thing about it that somebody gets really good at, but only after a lot of practice? I mean, what kind of is it aiming necessarily to knock over the king? I mean, what's the equivalent of, you know, like being able to put that spin on a bowling ball, for example?
I don't know if everybody's asked me that question before. That's a great question. I would say two things. First of all, when you throw the cubes back, the goal is to get them really, really close together, because you want to knock those over. You want to knock over as many as you can with like one or two of your batons, because you want to attack the ones in the back line. So getting good at that, tossing those cubes to your opponent's side, the top players, like if you come out on Sunday, so on Sunday around 11:30 is going to be like the semifinals. We'll have like 200-300 people watching that. The people there, they're going to throw 10 cubes, and you guys have played, they're going to throw 10 cubes, and they're all going to be in this size. They're all going to end up in an area this big.
Wow.
And so that's one thing.
You hold up your hands for the people on radio. What? That's about 1.5 foot by 1.5 foot area?
Yeah, literally 1.5 foot by 1.5 foot. And then the other thing is, when you throw your batons, most of the top players know exactly how many times that baton's going to rotate before it hits that coupe. So maybe it's going to rotate half or maybe one. Pat knows that.
Well, I was going to say that just reminds me of pitchers and, you know,
towards our mouth.
Again, you know, the slitter versus the slurve versus, you know, everything. Yeah.
I just think of like slow pitch softball. I mean, you know, people that can really, you know, get up high and then get it down to the plate like that, you're not going to put the cube up that high. But I mean, again, it's the toss, that wrist or whatever.
It's a lot of fun.
And Pat, again, to your earlier point, we travel all over the state with this show, and Milwaukee has a great cultural ethnicity area, other parts, Green Bay, of course, as well. But I think one of the under-talked-about stories is the Chippewa Valley. Here's yet another event, international, bringing people into this area, and there's a reason for that.
Oh, yeah. Again, you have to put the effort into it, and for Eric and others to put in the effort to do this kind of organization, to put something on like this. I mean, these things don't just happen. Eric, is there anybody else you want to shout out in terms of who's helping make this thing the success that it is?
I mean, we have a lot of volunteers that help out a lot. If it's okay, I'll tell two quick stories. I went to the city manager in 2011, Mike Huggins. He was the city manager at the time. And I said, and I couldn't believe that I could even go speak to him, right? Like, you know, we had just kind of started being here 4 years, everything. And I was like, hey, Mike, I'd like to, you know, I was a little nervous. I was like, hey, I'd like to be the coop capital of America. You know, there's like capitals of everything, right?
Yeah.
And he looked at me and he goes, no. He said, how about coop capital of North America? And it's just like, and it's that, and I think it's that mentality, right? It's that mentality of it, like embracing something's different. Like I've told people, if I had moved to Eau Claire with a boomerang and I had like had this passion to start a boomerang tournament, everybody knows what a boomerang is. Like everybody, nobody in Eau Claire had known what a coop is. So like just that mentality, I think of the city in regards to really embracing that. Second of all is like visit Eau Claire. Like after we hosted that first tournament, I went to visit Eau Claire and I was like, you know, how can you help me? You know, how can you help us like promote this, do these different types of things? And since day one, they've been huge proponents and supporters of that. And then you guys talked to John Ellenson last time you're in Eau Claire, in the Eau Claire Coupe League. that's the largest weekly Coupe League in the world. And just to have that is just great as well.
Tremendous participation. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of civic spirit here.
Yeah, it really is. It makes me feel great. Eric Anderson, thank you so much. The director of the U.S. Coupe Championship. You can find more information. We'll put it on all of our show notes. People can check it out this weekend. Thanks for being with us, Eric.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Tahlah Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls, along with Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings of Pat Kreitlow, every morning from 6 until 9 across most of the stations in the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. Pat, how cool is that? For me, people want more information on the Coupe Championships, go to USA Coupe, that is spelled KUBB.org. USACoupe.org. That was a lot of fun.
What did you say? 134 teams?
Yes.
Something? Do you know how long it's taking me to fill out these brackets? I mean, FanDuel, you can bet on anything nowadays, you know?
But you can. That was, but again, it's a really cool thing, as you talked about earlier, community in the Chippewa Valley. And there's just a spirit here that propels. There's a reason why it finishes at or near the top of greatest places to live.
And as you know, you've talked about the closing of the Uniroyal Tire Factory in Eau Claire. And the closing of the big factory in town has been the death knell for God only knows how many cities, especially across the Midwest. And some of them do. They just roll over and die. And when Uniroyal closed up here, it felt like that was maybe going to happen. And it just seemed like... And I don't want to leave anybody out, but there were just a few voices that were like, no, not on our watch. We will do something. And it led to a little bit more development downtown. It led to some higher high technology businesses coming in. And that wouldn't have continued if, again, you didn't have people dedicated towards civic engagement of one sort or another. And it's really made the Chippewa Valley such a special place.
It really has. I always enjoy getting up here. I have family up here, obviously, but I get to come up and see
obviously,
Pat.
Not for much longer. You just likened your mom's shirt to a tequila bottle.
Well, she is. If you're familiar with Azul Tequila, and why wouldn't
not.
You be? Well, you have to introduce you, Pat. Mom is dressed as a high-end tequila bottle today. She has a great...
My mom is dressed as a high-end... There's no right way to finish that sentence, and you come up with tequila bottle.
It's beautiful. I only wish. You want to come over here, Mom? You want to come over and just stand here a second? No, she won't.
No, maybe in the third hour.
Well, yeah, exactly. If we only had a third hour.
Wait, still 2 hours? Am I still the only guy doing 3 hours around this chain?
Well, you are now, as it turns out. So, I think you are. You're the only three-hour program.
Okay, well, we won't see her in our third hour then.
No, but maybe tomorrow. But she'll have a different top on tomorrow. But if you're familiar, Google up Azul Tequila. And she has this beautiful shirt on. She looks very, very Mexican today.
How nice a break has this been not to have to talk about the news today.
Right? You know? Right?
To take a little time off. We all have to do it sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. Many thanks to, by the way, speaking of Uniroyal Tire,
I knew you'd finally pick
up
on
exactly.
The queue.
Thank you very much. BJ Hollers was one of the filmmakers. Thanks, Fireside Productions, I think is the name of his company, based here in Eau Claire. And we were here. What was a year? We reunited Pat with his former on-air anchor, yes, from WEAU, and we were at the Pablo Center and talked to BJ Hollers on that documentary about the Uniroyal Tire shutdown and the success that followed in downtown Eau Claire. BJ is going to be back on this program tomorrow. He is working on a brand new documentary. In fact, he's shooting tomorrow, but he's going to take time out to join us. Guess what, Pat? On Coupe.
He's doing a documentary on Coupe.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
so, especially if he adds the Swedish brat thing made with Norwegian lefse and German brats. And I'm sure there's something Swedish in there someplace. I probably missed it.
The Swedish chef, perhaps. Anyway, we're going to talk to BJ Hollers tomorrow. Also, we're going to be talking to local author Ken Szymanski on his new book coming out. And part of it is on the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. In fact, the cover, I believe, has a photo of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. So talk more about the history of this great organization. And Ken Szymanski, a great public educator here in the Eau Claire School District, and he gives these morning announcements, and he has a compilation of these, like, what's good, basically, and he leaves his students with that every morning. And so maybe we'll get him to read a couple of those, because they just, they inspire me.
It was nice to hear that somebody has taken those school announcements and done something really nice with them, because I did not. they picked me in sixth grade.
Well, of course, a future broadcaster.
A future broadcaster and all that. But I did not yet understand that with a microphone, you did not have to project as if you were trying to talk to the whole building. So I'd be like, 314, 314 is ready. And they'd be like, don't shout into the microphone. You just need to talk into the microphone. And I just could not grasp that. And after a couple more shouts into the microphone, I was replaced.
But
I
really? Oh, you got fired from your first broadcasting job?
Broadcasting job for being a loudmouth. There is nobody shocked by
that. An award-winning broadcaster that you are.
I figured out how projection works.
Yes,
in this business. That's exactly right.
Well, that'd be great. So Ken Szymanski is going to be here tomorrow. And you heard it here earlier in the show. Fair Executive Director Rusty Volk has given us permission to have a live animal and a kid on the show. So that's our assignment tomorrow, to have a live animal on the show.
Are you going to search this out? Are you going to make your sister?
We'll go together.
Your mom?
Well, we'll all go. It'll be a field trip.
I think they ought to be able to surprise you.
I hope the live animal is a kid also, like a goat.
No. If it's a goat, I'm taking it home with me because I got some buckthorn that I really need to get rid of.
Really, do you?
Oh, yeah.
On the hillside there. Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, it's been a great show. Many thanks again to Rusty Volk, the executive director of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Also, Eric Anderson, director of the U.S. Coob Championship and editor of Coob Nation Magazine. Also, many thanks to Aaron Zomers, our great producer down at the World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin.
And by the way, ordered the rain that we're getting right now because he was jealous. Otherwise, Todd and I were going to go for a pontoon ride. And instead, it's over to the beer garden.
Exactly. And many thanks also to Heather and Mike Loy, my sister and brother-in-law, for being our on-site production team. Mom, for just being mom. And a very special thank you to my colleague, my friend, and my co-host today and tomorrow, Pat Kreitlow. You can hear him starting once again tomorrow morning. What is it? Almost 12 hours from now? Well, not quite. Tomorrow from 6 until 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network with Mornings with the conveniently named Pat Kreitlow.
All refreshed now with that CPAP machine I've been telling everybody about for the past few mornings. Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll have more about that tomorrow.
Feel like a new person. Yeah.
All right. Off to the beer garden and some great food. Join us back here again tomorrow. And also thanks to our friends at WCFW 105.7, our music station up here. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Maggie Dawn's next. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.